Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the tribe people of the Rocky Mountains currently hunting the wild snake. Good morning to the hawks and the skyhawks and the skyhawk shaman. Good morning to the Grinkin time people waiting for that time and sharpening your fucking knives. Good morning. It's January the 5th, 2022, motherfucker. Time of Boblimtok. It's Grinkin' time. Red Thursday. It's right around the corner, fucker. Yep, January the 5th, 2022. Right around 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in the fine state of Utah. In the shadow of the Uinta Mountains, when back in 1860-whatever Boblimtok, thousands of people were hunted and killed and buried up there. But nobody likes to talk about it. So I really only have one topic for today's podcast. In recent days, I've mentioned that I am probably going to switch to writing some fiction for the podcast. I don't know. A lot of this falls into the category of, Dan, what kind of crap are you not over yet? So I was looking at Zero Hedge, because if you listen to this podcast, you know that Zero Hedge is my Isvestia to the Drudge Report's Pravda, and pretty much everything is worse. And I'm not even sure the information you get from Zero Hedge is any good, but it is the last chance, Charlie. It is the final tavern on the road. Zero Hedge is the shithole you go to, because every other shithole is plugged up. And there was an article about the French president and a quote of his, how he was going to treat the unvaxxed, those who haven't had their vaccination. And we don't even really know what that means, since we've been told by multiple medical experts, man, we're using expert too loosely this year. We've been told by multiple experts around the world multiple contradictory fucking things. We've been told that you're not really vaccinated if you've had the vaccine. That's kind of fucked up. Yeah, you have to have had your booster to be really vaccinated. We've been told you need 3 boosters, maybe 5 or 6. Perhaps one a day, perhaps one every fucking hour. We've been told a lot of bullshit. But the French president has declared that if you are unvaxxed, whatever the fuck that means, you're not really a citizen. And to someone like me, who has thought a little bit on the issues of ethics, government, and our relationship to the previously mentioned, this is absolute abdication of authority. If you've listened to my podcast, I've talked about this since the spring of 2020, that the act of shutting everything down the way that they have and they continue to do, the act of manipulation, the acts that they are currently participating in, these are all forms of abdication, which is to say that these are all forms of giving up legitimate authority. They have no legitimate authority. At this point in time, given the way that the quote-unquote leadership or rulers of the world have behaved, they have given up all of their authority. This is important because some of you out there, especially Christians, are probably asking yourself, well, Dan, what does that mean? It means you can ignore Romans. I don't mean ignore Romans altogether. I'm saying that it does not fucking apply any longer. This is not the first century AD. This is not the second century AD. This is the 5th century AD in the Western Roman Empire, and there is no central authority. You see, if you ask me, this statement from Macron is more PSYOP bullshit. I don't really think it means anything. It's simply an expression of something that we've all kind of suspected, that the people that rule the world don't give a fuck about you, your children, your dog, your cat, or whether or not you live another year on planet Earth. Every action they've taken since the spring of 2020 has shown this. So now's the question. If this was real, if in fact they do intend to send little weird shock troops to your door, which I don't think is going to happen, what do you do? Well, I've talked about it in the past. If someone tries to force a medical procedure on you and a vaccination counts, in fact, there are procedure codes in the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services that describe injections and vaccinations as a fucking procedure, why would they have a fucking code? So it certainly is a medical procedure to inject something into your body. It may not be like surgery, it may not be like a back adjustment, but it is absolutely a medical procedure. And if someone forces a medical procedure on you, it is medical rape. And at that moment, you have every right, especially given what the French president just said, and President Biden has more or less said multiple times, given what they've said, given that they consider you a fuck, even if you've had your vaccination, you're still a fuck, given all of that, what do you do if this really happens? Once again, brothers and sisters, I think the Alex Jones FEMA camp, everybody's going to load up on the train, bullshit is bullshit. I have no evidence that half of the nonsense or three quarters of the nonsense or all of the nonsense I'm told about Europe, about Australia, about China, I have no evidence that any of those stories are true. I have no evidence that they're shipping people off in Australia. I have no legitimate evidence that any of the crap they're telling us about China right now is true. It is as likely as not that China is in a state of civil war. And if you think your government would tell you this, once again, I say, do some thinking on this. They have a history of lying. And I'm no longer going to accept the argument, well, damn, they did that in the past, but now they know better, because people say that shit every 10 fucking years. No, they don't know any better. In fact, all they know is worse. If someone comes to your door and wants to force you or your family to do something like a forced vaccination, you have every right to tell that motherfucker to go away. Hopefully you have a gun in your hand. If they try to come into your home and do this or whatever, and you don't have a gun, you know, a pencil through the eardrum is a shocking reminder that your government job is not fucking worth it. A pencil through the eye, even if they blow your brains out, will make them think twice. And guess what? If they're threatening you the way that they're threatening you, they're either telling the truth or they're simply using fear. If they're using fear, you have nothing to be concerned about. But it is time to break out of the fear. It is time. If all of this is a psyop to hide something else, and I think it does hide something else, even if the best case scenario is the collapse of the first global empire, whatever, if that's really what they're hiding, and I kind of hope it is, it's time. It's time to ignore their lies. It's time to ignore their fear. It's time to take your fucking smart device, whatever it is, and turn it off. I'm not saying you have to throw it away. That's pollution. But it's time to take that smart device, take out the battery, out of your tablet, out of your phone, put it someplace, maybe in a metal box. It's time to start conducting commerce and relationships with your neighbors. It is well past time to figure out how you can carry on normalcy with the people who are actually right down the fucking hall. Not the people on Facebook or Twitter. That is the penultimate mindfuck. I mean actual fucking human beings. So if you're like me, and you believe that President Macron and President Biden and President Winnie the Pooh and all the other presidents, to include motherfucking Putin, if you're of the same mindset as me, that what they're really trying to do is just scare you into immobility and to do nothing but participate and eat whatever glumbo cubes they'll feed you, it's time to give up on their bullshit. They have formally abdicated all of their legitimate authority. I will debate any lawyer, any fucking politician as if it'll ever happen. I will go through what represents, even according to Enlightenment tradition, legitimate authority. And it is gone. You don't have to listen to one fucking thing they say. If they tell you, oh, you're not really a citizen if you don't get vaccinated, well, that sounds good to me, Macron, because if I ever got in a room with one of you motherfuckers, whether you're just using fear or not, I would shove a pencil through your fucking eardrum. Doctor, nurse, hospital administrator, if you're participating in any form in this fucking psyop, I would shove a fucking pencil through your fucking eardrum. That's if it's bullshit, right? Because listen, I think it is bullshit. I think it's crap. I don't think that any of these threats are real. I don't think that the President of the United States has any real authority at this point. I have called President Biden the mayor of Washington, D.C., and that's exactly what he is. So if it is in column A, which is to say this is all just bullshit and fear and psyop, it is time to ignore it. It was time to ignore it 2 fucking years ago. It is certainly time now. But what if they're telling the truth? What if they really do intend all the rinky-dink fucking rinky-dink fucking reset bullshit? Because I don't think the reset is real. I don't think the FEMA camp shit is real. But let's say that they really do intend to force you to do things against your will. And if you say to me, well, Dan, I don't have a gun, so I can't do nothing. Throughout history, people have not had guns and they did something. Well, Dan, they have guns and they're trained. I've worked for the military. They're not that well fucking trained. And the ones that are, there aren't enough of them. And most of them are so addled from combat and drugs that they're not even fucking useful. So true, they got Navy SEALs, they got Rangers, they got Airborne, they got Green Beret, they got all that. And all of it is burned up, burnt out, used up, and done. So if you're afraid that the shock troops looking like Rambo or Schwarzenegger, which he's seen better days, if you're worried they're going to bust down your door, you need to stop. You need to understand that if anybody tries to force a medical procedure on you, it is your moral right and probably your duty if you're a parent to say no. And if they continue to press it, it is your moral right and your duty to take whatever fucking weapon you have and shove it through their fucking skulls. Most people can't do it. It's probably why we're stuck where we're at right now. But these are motherfuckers that at this point I am willing to say deserve to die. They all do. They all deserve to have a splitting maul shoved through their fucking skull. Assuming that they intend to do any of the dumbass bullshit they've threatened. You see, I just don't believe it. It's actually easier for people to entertain these scenarios where someone's going to knock down their door. It's more difficult to ask, why are they talking smoke when there is no fire? I was in Seattle in 2020. I saw a lot of fucking smoke and mirrors bullshit. The construction never ended. The onslaught and, you know, the multitudes of illegal Chinese never stopped coming out of containers. The air flights never stopped. So whatever bullshit they told you about Seattle, I'll tell you it was bullshit because I was fucking there. You can listen to Ian Miles Wrong and Andy No Clue all you want to, but BLM is 100% government-supported, government-funded. So is Proud Boys. All of these PSYOP organizations involved in the race war were bullshit. Probably pretty weak bullshit, given that they kind of backed off on it. No, I didn't really want to tell people this in March of 2020 because I wanted to be hopeful. Even I wanted to be hopeful and believe that people would come to their fucking senses. I'm not talking to most people. Most people will continue to cower in fear. Most of you motherfucking parents will continue to take for granted your own children's fucking future. Most of you will continue to be slaves and cowards. But a few of you, and I'm not going to tell you who you are and what you know, but a few of you know a few things, and a few of you are ready. So my advice is get cracking. And for the rest of you who simply want to, in some way, carry on a peaceful life in this wretched situation, it is well past time to disconnect yourself from their system. That is not an act of violence, okay? Throwing away your fucking smart device and at least going to a flip phone is not an act of violence. It is not some attack upon the system. Nobody has a right obligation. Nobody can force a fucking mobile device on you. It is not in the fucking Constitution. So if you want to know what you can do right now, turn off your fucking smart device. That is the first fucking thing you can do. It is a real thing, and guess what? It'll piss them off because they need you locked in. They need you with the tunnel vision. They need you inside the Overton window, and that fucking tablet and that fucking phone is the Overton window. If you're a Christian, and I'm not going to pretend to know what any random listener, what kind of Christian they might be, but if you're a Christian and you're asking yourself, well, Dan, what would Jesus do? Here's the deal. There is evidence based upon the teachings of Christ that he would support a pacifist approach. But there is very little evidence that he believed that people should sacrifice themselves to evil. Big difference. It's one thing to be a martyr and take a stand, but if you take the injection, how can I put this? You're not a fucking martyr, okay? I'm not saying it's the mark of the beast. I think it's the mark of stupid. But if you take the injection, you're not a martyr. You're not martyring yourself for anything. You are deciding to listen to sociopaths and take medical advice from sociopaths. That is what you're doing if you decide to let them force an injection on you. If the public school that your kid is attending tells them that they can't attend unless they take a vaccination for a whole bunch of other reasons, but this one too, get your kids out of that fucking public school. If the university tells your kid that they can't attend the university unless they'll take a forced medical procedure, get your kid out of that dumbass waste of fucking money propaganda school. Because as someone who's been through that system, I can tell you it is a monumental fucking waste of money. You have choices you can still fucking make if you're a parent. If you're a young adult, you can participate as much as you want to or choose not to. My advice is disengage. Find your tribe. Find your community. If it means leaving the city, get the fuck out of the city. There is nothing right now that is forcing you to participate. If you say to yourself, well, I gotta file taxes, guess what? President Biden, President Macron, President Putin, all the motherfucking presidents have abdicated their authority and the authority of their government. You don't have to pay any fucking taxes you don't want to. You never really did, but if you're worried about moral authority on this issue, you now have it. They think you're garbage. Garbage doesn't have to pay taxes. They think you're a worthless animal. Worthless animals don't have to take vaccinations. They think you're nothing. Nothing doesn't exist, and there ain't no way to inject shit into it. They ignore your existence, so you should start ignoring them. We are way past time in terms of disobeying, and I don't mean voting. If you think voting is the way you solve this, you are trapped. You are deeply trapped. You are stuck. Voting's not going to help you. What you got to do is vote with your feet. You have to choose not to participate. You have to choose to find sources of food that are outside the corporate system. Sadly, in the city, that's kind of hard, which means, once again, you might have to leave the fucking cities. But that's where we're at. If they can keep you rounded up in a city, there's a lot of shit they can do to you. On the other hand, if you want to stay in the city is a double-edged sword. If you want to stay in the city, there are ways of living there that could make their life difficult, but you can't use Facebook, you can't use Twitter, you can't use your fucking smart device, which is ironically named. You have to disconnect from all of that, and that's assuming you want a path of peace. Assuming you want to live like a Christian and simply live and be left alone, you have to disengage from all their stuff right now. All of it. I mean, I'm still connected to the internet, and I still have a flip phone, but I think those weeks and days are passing. That's assuming they're telling the truth. I'm not saying they can do any of the stupid stuff they're threatening, but that's assuming that these threats are actual threats and not just more fear. I've said this consistently for almost 2 years, and I'll continue to say it. I don't believe any of what they've said. I don't choose to believe any of it. I think that at best you can find contradictions, you can find the lies, okay? But you really can't know the truth for sure. What I've mostly seen for about 2 years is a lot of smoke. I had a podcast, which is in the archives, from early 2020. So if you right-click and do find on the page for archives looking for Popping Smoke, just look for Popping, you'll find it. And I said, I think in January or February 2020, that what they might really be doing is popping smoke. Now, what does that mean? Well, in the tactics of the battlefield, popping smoke is where you cover a withdrawal. Sometimes on a strategic scale, it's called a retreat, but often you attack and you withdraw. You jab and you put up your guard. A lot of this looked like popping smoke. And I think that's still most likely. The only thing I am certain of is that they're lying. Their behaviors indicate that they don't control the schedule, that they've been using psychological warfare, which is now being whitewashed as some sort of mass formation psychosis. You know what, motherfuckers? They're doing to you here what they do to you all the time. They're burying you in jargon. It's a fucking psyop, Dr. Malone. I know that you're meant to edge people close to the COVID is kind of real, make sure you vote bullshit. It's a fucking psyop. That's all it's been. They don't control the schedule. They're lying to you. And the longer these lies last, and this is heuristic, it indicates that probably what they're lying about is pretty fucking terrible. That's all I really know. You might think you know something else. I mean, I know people a few years ago, when they listened to Q, thought they knew a lot. They didn't know shit. They were listening to the CIA. What I know right now is that they are lying on a global and monumental scale. And probably every single society is being gaslit in its own special way. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a version of reality that people in Australia get that shows all the Americans are in FEMA camps. I wouldn't be surprised. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the case, but I would not be surprised if people around the world are being fed bullshit as well. So if you think you know what's happening in Australia or China, if you think you know what's happening in Europe or Japan, I think you're probably wrong. You might suspect something, but you really can't know. And what you really should be thinking about is your fucking neighbor. What you really should be concerned about is your community. If you are interested in peace, you should be disengaging from this. And I can't tell you where to go. I wouldn't even podcast about it. I wouldn't even say go to this location because that would be, how can I put this, an operational mistake. But if you in fact are a lot like me right now, and you think that these motherfuckers, even if they're just fucking with us, are killing a bunch of people, suicides, overdoses, untreated cancers, heart disease, I can keep fucking going. If you think like I do, that even if it is just a psyop, it's a brutal, murderous psyop, then I'm telling you, morally, ethically, as a human being, as a living thing, you have every right to fight back. And I can't tell you how to do it. That would be tactically, strategically, operationally unsound. But what I can tell you, if you drive a truck, if you do construction, if you have heavy equipment, if you have chainsaws and you know how to work with a little bit of chemistry, there's a lot you can do, buddy. You see, this rinky-dink sideways neo-Stalinist civilization is already tipping over. It really wouldn't take much. You don't have to remove too many of those Jenga logs to have the whole thing fall on its side. So if you have a background in engineering, physics, construction, if you have access to heavy equipment, diesel fuel, if you know how to do certain kinds of things, and that's pretty much all I'll fucking say, it's okay, dude. Dudette. It's okay, man or woman, I don't know. I'm telling you, it's okay. I have no idea what you're gonna do, and I don't wanna know. But it's okay. If you need somebody to tell you that it's okay to fight back against criminals and crooks and murderers and rapists, not only is it okay, but it's possible that it's your moral fucking obligation. And you have founding fathers just like Thomas Jefferson who will tell you, what the fuck are you waiting for if they were alive today? They probably would have said that 100 years ago. Well, it's well past time. I can't tell you what to do. I think you have a choice to make. I think there are three basic choices at this point. you can keep participating in whatever the Overton window of your smart device tells you to do. You know what? Do that. I don't care if I know you or don't know you. If you want to keep participating in this bullshit, you do that. But understand you are doing so with your eyes wide open. Understand you are doing so with every capacity to know the truth, and at this point, you're choosing to only know the lies. So option A is keep going along this crooked road of COVID is kind of real, Wuhan murder virus, China's going to invade Taiwan, reset nonsense. Or maybe you believe in the New World Order and that's your thing. Listen, option A, do it. Just don't be shocked if some grumpy folk who's starving to death breaks down your door and kills you and your family. If you're shocked at that point, I wish I could be there and I could laugh. There was something you were supposed to do as a man, as a woman, as a parent, as a human being. There was something you were supposed to do and you didn't do it. So if you end up suffering the consequences of going along with this shit, if you end up taking a vaccination that could be placebo, could be poison, who the fuck knows, if you end up dropping dead because you wore too many fucking masks, that's called consequences. God bless. You know, these things may not be marks of the beast, but I can tell you one thing. If you make it to heaven, you're going to find out they're marks of being stupid. So yeah, option A. Option A is go along with this, you know. Think that you're going to change things by voting this year. Have your Republican or Democratic pose. Option A is go along with the garbage and keep listening to your fucking smart device. That's option A. Option B is be a pacifist, but be a pacifist with your eyes wide open. And choose to disengage. Get out of the system. Don't file your fucking taxes this year. Don't have any, if you can, try to, you know, get out of where you're at in terms of your address. If you can, if you're in the city, get the fuck out. The point is disengage. Option B is disengage. I don't know how well that's going to work because I can tell you it is near to impossible to exist at this point completely disengaged from the system. But it's not impossible. If you have the resources, if you have the money, if some poor schmuck will still buy your fucking home in, let's say, Seattle, sell your fucking home and get to the countryside right now. If you want to take the option B and take the pacifist path, okay, you need to disengage from the evil. What did the Lord say? Do not touch the unclean thing. If you're a fucking Christian and you're living in a city and you're doing the kabuki dance of this whole fucking nightmare, you're having fucking gang sex with the unclean thing. Get the fuck out. That's your option B. Disengage. Throw away your fucking smart devices and get to the countryside. And figure out how you're going to live outside the system. That's option B. Option C is do something. I can't tell you what. I can't tell you what. I can't tell you where. All I can tell you is this rinky-dink system is way weaker than the TV will tell you. This rinky-dink system is way closer to collapse than your smart device Facebook pose will give you the information about. Very close. So close that the right bridge, the right, you know, facility, the right piece of equipment, and everything does grind to a halt. There are all kinds of things out there that they really don't sell at Walmart. Really big transformers, yeah, for power stations, they don't sell those at Walmart. There aren't that many of them that are made every year. You wouldn't have to really sabotage that many. The system is going to implode, basically. So what we're really talking about, if you go option C, is just hastening on the inevitable. We are in collapse. And if they intend to use any of the resources they have left to abuse people, to imprison people, to rape people, and yeah, guess what? That's what governments do. They kill, they steal, they rape. You can do your own fucking research. It's kind of too late in a way. But that's what they do, all right? So whatever resources they have left, if they intend to take advantage of them and to abuse you, your family, the people you love, option C is on the table. And I can tell you there's way more of us slaves, from their perspective, than there are enforcers. And one more thing. All this shit talk about robots and drones and microchips, that all sounds great, but I've worked in the quote-unquote high technology fields of the United States of America. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors bullshit, okay? A lot of special effects. They might be able to remote control some scary-looking robot, but there are no functional killer robots, and even if they were, they would be so god-awful expensive to produce, to replace, it wouldn't take long to make them hurt. Option C means the next time you see any BLM or Proud Boy bullshit, you need to start taking prisoners. You need to do so quietly. You need to kidnap the operators. These are people that work for the system. These are people that are mind-fucking you. So you have it as a matter of moral obligation. You can start just capturing these people. Don't capture little people. Capture people higher up. Don't let them go. It's too late for that. You torture them. You get the information you need. And then you dump their body someplace. That's what you do. That's option C. If you think you have a legitimate government, you don't. If you think you have to wait around to be killed, you don't have to. If you think you have to watch the system rape you and your family, there are other choices you can make. And if you think there's a chance in hell that any of this turns out well by pretending it's not happening, you're a fool. They've buried us in so much fear since 2020 that we've forgotten the power we have. And I don't mean the power to vote, which isn't really a thing. I mean, I know some of you go in and you push the button, and you've done that your whole life. You push the button, you push out the Chad, you put on the sticker saying I voted. But in reality, you participated in something that was never connected to anything. You participated in the political equivalent of the World Wrestling Federation. Good job, okay? But that's not gonna help you. It didn't help you then. It's gonna help you even less in 2022. A, B, or C? A is you go along and get along and pretend everything goes back to normal. If you're by yourself and you don't have kids, then the only person you're hurting with option A is yourself. And if you're one of those folks who says, Dan, I got money, I'm single, I live in the city, I'm just going to drink and do cocaine and hookers until the bitter end, you do what you want to do. That's your right. It's your ice cream cone. But don't say nobody said anything, right? You can do option B. Option B is hard because option B is potentially the most difficult and the most important. You can set out and try to create a community someplace, and I don't know how. You can set out and build for yourself a tribe someplace and disengage from the system to the extent you can, completely. And if you're on big pharma pharmaceuticals, whatever option you choose, unless you just don't give a fuck, you should really start looking into natural herbal medicine type correlates, you know, things that can be used in lieu of your heart medication, in lieu of your diabetes medication, because all of these things will grind to a fucking halt. If you think the hospital is going to help you, well, I mean, you should work at a hospital. You should learn that shit and figure that shit out. I did a while back before the monkey herpes, COVID, Rona bullshit. I figured out that the hospitals were basically death prisons. If you need to find that out for yourself, go ahead. Option B is hard, though. You need to disengage, and that's going to be difficult for a lot of people. Option C, you can stay in the city. It might even be useful. You can stay in the country. That could be useful, too. Option C means people of principle who actually believe in their dignity and their freedom. It's well past time to start tearing down the prison. It's well past time to take these motherfuckers, these governors, these mayors, these criminals, all of them, to take them out of their homes and basically beat them to death. That's option C. for people who simply want to form a mob. Don't go rip off the old dude with the coffee shop. Don't burn down some inner city region where people are already desperately poor. Don't be fucking stupid. Option C is go to the home of these mayors, these governors, these people who believe they're protected, and teach them a fucking lesson that they're not. And if you're a cop or a soldier, if you're one of these middle-level enforcers, wake the fuck up. Okay? You can get out of the system and live, or you can stay in the system and die. But if you think the governors and the mayors and the senators and all these fuckers who think they run the world give a fuck about you, you are as clueless as the people who choose option A, which is what you're choosing anyways. They will screw you. Even if you're just a sociopathic, parasitic piece of shit yourself, you gotta know this right now, cop. You gotta know this right now, soldier, sailor. They will fuck you. They fucked these people before. I met a man yesterday. He worked in the United States Navy back in the 70s when everything was great. He worked as a nuclear weapons tech. He was poisoned by the United States Navy, and he's being left to die. And that's way before 2020. So, yeah. If you're a soldier, a sailor, a marine, an airman, and you are currently wearing a uniform, you need to take that fucking uniform off. You need to go to the countryside, and you need to put into practice the things you think you know. But beyond that, I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you that you don't have to sit by and be raped. I can tell you that you don't have to sit by and be poisoned. I can tell you that you don't have to watch your family be destroyed, your community be destroyed. There are things you have a right and an obligation to do, probably starting a year ago, definitely starting today. A, B, or C. Now, the real truth is, most of the people out there who don't listen to my podcast anyways, they're going to choose A. Most of the people I know, my family, they've chosen A. And that doesn't mean they've chosen the mark. It does mean they've chosen the mark of being stupid. And it also means they put their family and their friends at risk. They have chosen A. It is one thing to condemn yourself to death. It is one thing to condemn your life and your soul to destruction and desolation. But it is another to take your family and your friends down the hole. You choose option A, you've got to accept the consequences. When the Lord asks you, "Were you brave in my name?" you better know how to answer that fucking question, Christian. Most of the people I know chose A. And I'm okay with that. It is their life. It is their ice cream cone. Good luck with that. I know some people that have chosen B. My friend Jim Davidson's chosen B. The people I live with here are doing their best to choose B. A lot of people are trying to choose B. It's hard. It's hard. Especially if you have any kind of an illness, chronic illness, long-term illness that requires the system's technology, the system's drugs to stay alive. But there is no life as a slave. There is no life as an eternal prisoner. There is nothing righteous about being treated like an animal on its way to the slaughterhouse. I think, and this is what I believe, it would be better to live a day as a free person to live 10, 20, another 50 years as one of these mindless automata. So if you're a person who says, "Well, Dan, I need my heart meds, my wife needs her cancer treatments," if you're one of these people who says, "I have to be in the system," the answer is you don't. Yeah, there are consequences if you get out of the system. You're going to have to be a bit more clever when it comes to dealing with chronic illness, but you don't have to stay in the system. You don't have to participate in this endless production of wounded on the battlefield. You know, that's part of it too, by the way. The autism, the cancer, the diabetes, all of it. Wounded on the battlefield. Any given wounded soldier needs two soldiers to take care of them. That's a good rule of thumb. That's why tactically, operationally, people in combat who are fighting an enemy love to wound their enemy. Because by wounding their enemy, they take people off the battlefield. So we all kind of need to stop being fucking wounded. And if it comes down to, Dan, I might not live to be 70, I might not live to be 80, I might not live long enough to be in an assisted care facility, I might not live long enough to be abused by assisted care facility nurses, shut the fuck up and live your fucking life. You can live in the system according to their rules, maybe longer, maybe it'll be meaningful for you. I have no idea. But if you can live for just a day, a week, a month, being a free, dignified human being, your light, your life, your flame will, in many ways, be the thing that helps others, even if it's just a flash. And if you're asking me, well, Dan, what about people getting hurt and injured? Already happening. What about people being raped and killed? Already happening. What about all the wealth being stolen? It's done. You've been ripped off. You don't even fucking know it yet. If you're wondering about all the stuff you're gonna lose it all. Whatever the truth is, and I don't still know the full truth, none of us do, certainly at our level, whatever the truth is, they've already telegraphed to you. They've already indicated to you that you are fucked. They've already told you that best case scenario in their worldview, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, right? Happy? I kind of think the reset stuff is bullshit, but they've already told you what they think the future looks like. A, B, or C. Right now, I'm between B and C. I am considering getting enough resources together to go up into the mountains and live as long as I can. That's option B. And I gotta say, it's a scary choice because it does mean disconnecting from the few things I'm still connected to. That's option B. I'm working on a couple projects still with a friend of mine, a couple friends of mine, that fit more into the option B category. Option B is going to be really hard. And if enough people do it, it could work. But if enough people don't do it, it could be impossible. Like if we really are heading towards some hyper-technological version of Pol Pot, you know, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge bullshit, if we're really heading towards the dystopia of total compliance, if in fact what we're heading towards is Sodom and Gomorrah, then no matter where you go, they will find you. Doesn't matter if you're Amish, doesn't matter who you are. No matter where you try to hide, they will find you and they will force you to participate or they will kill you if you choose option B. But if you choose option B, you still have the opportunity for as long as you live to live a dignified life, to be free. I'm between B and C. The problem with C is that at this point, I mean, let's cut to the chase. There ain't no podcast. There ain't no Twitter. There ain't no Facebook. There ain't no YouTube. Now, about a few weeks ago, my website at GoDaddy was completely ripped off by GoDaddy, and my intellectual property was completely fucked by GoDaddy, and a whole bunch of fees I prepaid for a whole fucking year were stolen by GoDaddy, whose CEO is Aman Bhutani. And if you can say a prayer for the destruction of GoDaddy and a prayer that some justice befall that fucking CEO, I ask for it. I ask for it because I know I can stand before God and explain why. Everything I do at this point, I will stand before God, before the Lord in heaven, and explain why. I will use the Bible as my basis to explain why I did what I did. A, B, or C, if you're a Christian, you better be able to stand before God and explain why you chose A, B, or C. And there might be a D or an E or an F for someone out there who wants to be a fuckhead, but I'm trying to keep things relatively simple. You can go along, you can get out, or you can fight back. That's it. You go along, don't complain. Don't tell me about the weird diseases you're getting. Don't tell me about how your kids are being treated in school. If you choose option A, you are fucked. Please don't complain. If you choose option B, good luck. Good luck to all my friends out there trying option B. My good friend Jim Davidson, with his Ozarkia project, is choosing B. He'll probably tell you it's a hard choice, but it's a good choice. Lots of people out there are trying to choose B. But here's the key to B. You can't be connected to the system. If you're out there mining crypto on the Death Star, depending upon the Death Star electrics and whatnot, you are still connected. Guess what? Crypto is not option B. Crypto's option A. Big time. Option B means get out of their system. Option B means eschew the technology they control, which includes every fucking CPU that's created in the world. All of them have enough space on them for the hacker equivalent of a fucking battleship in that sense, that microcosm sense. So please, if you're going to come back and say, well, I mine crypto and trade it for dollars, and then I buy my Scrumpto. Listen, you fuck, if you're mining crypto, you're still sucking the cock of the machine. You're in option A. Option B is hard. In a lot of ways, especially at this point, option C is the easiest. You pick the right target, you pick the right moment, it can be righteous. Read the whole Bible, brothers and sisters, if you're a Christian. Just don't pick and choose. The disciples carried swords, brothers and sisters. There's lots of evidence of that in the Bible. And the equivalent of a sword in the first century AD would be an AR-15. So if you're a Christian out there and you want to say, well, Christ says you should only turn the other cheek, that's called a half-truth. That's almost as bad as a fucking lie. Christ wants us to live in peace. Christ wants us to live in love. Christ has never told any of you to be cattle or chattel or property or slaves. Christ has never said, give up your children to Rome. Never. He said, turn your other cheek. Did he say, hold up your baby and force a vaccination upon it? No. So if you're a Christian and you think you're choosing option A out of Christianity, you're wrong. I wouldn't have said that a year ago. I can say that with 100% certainty now. You are wrong. For those of us who choose option C, for those of us who put together some plans, don't use your cell phone, don't use the internet, don't use your fucking email. If you're going to coordinate tactical activities in the United States of America, you need to disengage from all the electronic bullshit, except for the few tools you can use reliably. Use radios with good command and signal, good handshake, good OPSEC. I'll leave it up to you to figure out what that means, you know, to be able to do that. I don't want to say much more, but you can use radios. Just don't be stupid. Don't talk about what you're doing in that sort of absolute sense on the CB, on the ham radio. You have to be smart. You have to use encryption. Here's a really simple form of encryption. You have two books. I have, you know, two books. They're both copies of the same book. I have one, you have one copy. I say 3, 2311, 4, 664, 5, 21, 39, page number, row number, character number, and all of a sudden, you know what? You've got some fairly good security, and unless some motherfucker someplace listening has the same fucking book, they won't figure out what you're doing. I hate to repeat myself too much, but I'll say this once again. If you think the federal government is packed full of Rambos and people that fire their weapons every fucking week and know what the fuck they're doing, you are being fooled. Yeah, there are probably a few tough asses who are still working for this wretched system, probably because they're rapists and sociopaths. There aren't that many. And I can promise you that Rambo might be able to kill you. In the real world outside of movies, Rambo's not going to kill you and 20 of your fucking friends, especially if you're smart. You can get very far to the top. You can. You got to start at the bottom. You go to one of these BLM protests. Hell, join BLM. Find the operators. They're not that hard to figure out. They're usually the ones that have a cop uniform in their backpack. Start there. Do what the IRA did in 1919 and 1920. Do what every guerrilla army has done throughout history. Capture a low-level thug, torture the thug to find out who they report to, work your way up, and make sure nobody finds the fucking bodies. That is where you're at for option C if you want to work your way up the chain. If they're lying to us because some terrible catastrophe is about to happen, if they're lying to us because they don't think we can quote-unquote handle the truth, well, that's also wrong. The way that human beings survive is through collective intelligence, not some minority of people in a shadowy room someplace pulling levers. But we survive because we share ideas. That is how we progress. If the argument is they've had to lie to us for 2 years because something horrible is going to happen, then they have basically chosen suicide. For you, for me, for everybody. They have chosen suicide for people that they have no right to make a choice for. So if you want to be all like, well, damn, they're doing this because, you know, they're trying to protect us, that's bullshit. These lies are bullshit. And there is no such thing as a noble lie. There isn't. Every lie, especially as its scale of importance increases, every lie is toxic. But I don't think they give a fuck about you. I think they're cowards. I think they've run out of juice. I think it's possible that something is coming, but that's what's going to kill you, not them. They're not going to bust down your door. They're not going to force a vaccination on you. They're not going to ship you away to FEMA camps, in my opinion. But I still say you should choose option B or option C. Because even if this is all threats, even if this is all fear, this is not something they have a right to do. They don't have a right to terrorize you and your family. They don't have a right to put you into a movie theater and hold your eyelids open and make you stare at nothing but darkness for 2 fucking years. They don't. And if they try to do that, not only are they illegitimate, but they are putting their lives at risk. That's the other side of the equation. They are making choices. If somebody knocks on your door to terrorize you about a vaccine, they are making a choice. If a cop chooses to dress up like BLM and put on a little black mask and play pretend with their FBI controller, they are making a fucking choice. And it is not to serve and protect. If the United States military is being used as thugs and rapists and crooked thieves, they are making a fucking choice. And they might survive. They might die. But there are consequences. So it's time, my friends. It's time to make a choice. It is time to make choices. You can choose to wait around and be killed because you believe the Republican or the Democrat that's feeding you garbage. You can choose to get the fuck out of the cities and find yourself someplace disconnected from their system where you can live free and be dignified, or you can choose to fight back. And that's it. Those are your choices.